Good afternoon to everybody out there in Audio Boo Land. I am here with the marvelous Kimmers.
Hello.
We had a really nice time. As I mentioned in previous boos, we had a book club meeting that we went to yesterday at one of the library branches here. And so on Sunday, I went to visit Kim in the afternoon and stayed at her place till Monday, and we took the paratransit to the book club, and it was a lot of fun.
Met some nice characters and nice people.
They're actually very accommodating. They actually closed... The library is closed on Mondays, and they kept the branch closed, but they opened it just for our book club, which is awesome. And the librarian that was in charge brought refreshments, tea and coffee, and what tasted like home-baked cookies.
Very nice ones.
Yeah. And yeah, all the people at the book club seemed very nice. They were all ladies, which kind of surprised me. There was one really funny German lady.
Very outspoken.
Yes. And she and another lady, well, they were at loggerheads at one point. But they sorted themselves out in the end, which is good. Yeah, so we had a good morning. The only thing I didn't really like about the book club is that I wish the facilitator had been a little more detailed in her discussion or her questions about what we thought of the book, because we sort of... I don't know about you, Kim, but I sort of found that a lot of times I was... You and I were carrying the discussion along.
Well, yeah, because people didn't seem to have much of an opinion. They just kind of read the book and went, that was a good book.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it. It's kind of like people listening to music and not really... like getting the essential melody and the essentials of the music, but not really delving into the interpretation. And I guess you could say, well, how snobby of you, or, but you're in a club, so
So the purpose is to go and actually have an opinion and participate in the discussion. Mm-hmm. And then the other frustrating thing was that we had to stop and constantly explain things to this one German lady. She was a very nice lady, don't get me wrong. I don't want to, cast aspersions or sound disparaging, but she got confused a lot of times as to who was who and which characters did what.
Now, who were you talking about?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And, we read the fourth book in a series, and I know that it wasn't... Some people had read all the series, like the facilitator, so she knew a little more about the lead character.
Mm-hmm.
And it was annoying, because... I didn't get a very good impression of the lead character because he was acting in a way that I thought was really irresponsible and not very good on his career. But she knew what he was like in the other books, which is totally different, and so it made sense to her that he would act this way. And she also knew the woman in the story that had died. And so she knew about her character, whereas to me, she sounded like a plot device until the very end. So I think she got more out of the book than we did.
I mean, it was still an excellent book.
Yes, it was.
But you're right, we didn't really know what the character's normal actions would be.
Yeah, so I don't know, I was rather disgusted. I guess I shouldn't have been, but I always like to read books in order. And
see, I don't mind, I really find I didn't miss a whole lot, but you're right about not knowing what the character was like in previous, and his actions in previous books probably explain his actions in this one.
Or give a contrast.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
So she said, I think next time she's not going to do that. She'll either pick a book that is not part of a series or pick the first one in a series. But one good thing is we got to discuss what types of books we liked and didn't like. So we have an idea of the sort of stuff we want to read, although one lady did say that it's good to step out of one's comfort zone once in a while and read something new, just to try something different.
Oh, we got a lot of different opinions on that one.
Uh-huh. One lady, the German lady, actually,
she's the one that doesn't like anything.
Yeah, she said she wouldn't read Stephen King on principle, any Stephen King. She said she objected to him on principle, even though I tried to insist that not all of his novels are schlock or horror.
No, she wasn't listening.
No.
Wasn't having any of it.
So I have a feeling if there's ever a Stephen King book selected for that book club, she will not be there.
That's all right.
Yeah, her loss.
Her gain, really.
Yeah, well, I don't like to say that, but...
I do. She was grumpy. I mean, I liked her well enough, but she could be quite disturbing unintentionally, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean to be, but...
But yeah, then we came back to my place and had a nice afternoon, and I introduced Kim to a new... Well, new to her, artist that she really likes.
Kate Rusby.
Yeah. So Kim bought a Kate Rusby album on iTunes, The Girl That Couldn't Fly. Very nice album. It's got one of my favorite Kate Rusby songs on it, Moonshadow. And I love that. What's that last song called?
Jack Frost.
That's it.
Yeah, I really do too.
It's beautiful.
And I like the Game of Fours. The first one about the card game.
Oh, yeah!
That was a neat song.
And I love the one about the lady and all the things she does, the wonderful things she does, and to help the poor. And...
Oh, yeah.
I forget what that one's called.
I thought you were going to say you liked the one about the bride that died. I'm like,
no!
Oh.
That was sad.
A horrible, morbid song.
And then I had a search committee meeting last night, and I thought that it wasn't going to be that long, but I didn't realize how... the vast material, like, a vast amount of material we had to cover. So it was, oh my gosh, it was like 3 hours
long. 3 hours long, yeah.
Oh, wow, I was exhausted by the time I got home, but luckily Kim had games to play and people to talk to on Skype and books to read, so she was able to entertain herself. And, ooh, it's a really nice day out here, and you can hear the cicadas in the background buzzing to themselves. And then we had a nice relaxing morning, and a good lunch. Very nice meatball and pasta soup, yeah, with veggies.
And we discovered a few iPod games.
Yes, really fun ones.
Choice of the Dragon and...
Wizard's Choice. Yes. They're adventure games, role-playing games type thing. Hey, Kim, what time have you got?
12:54.
Okay, I better end this then, because I think we're running out of time, but I just wanted to post something while Kimmers was here, because she's such a fun person to be with.
Yay.
And I like having recordings of my friends. I guess I'm weird. Anyway, bye for now, peeps!